Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how. Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. We've been working with a process called conscious repatterning, which is repatterning our belief systems, our energy field, and our experiences in a way that allows more ease and grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and fulfillment. It's an energetic process that is incredibly powerful, easy, and extremely fast. We're actually going to be doing some amongst the three of us, Mark, Gwen, and myself. And then in the second half of the show, we are going to go to the phone lines and open it up for listeners to call in and experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some intuitive insight into or you'd like some assistance moving through, get ready to call. And just to let you know, this process can be applied to any area of your life. Today, what I want to talk about is something that's been coming up for a lot of people that I've been talking to. I've been hearing from clients that I've been working with in private session, and also a lot of my friends, just a lot of stuff coming up right now. It seems like things are just really being shaken up to the core, and I'm not sure how widespread this pattern is, but I know that I've been recognizing it quite a bit around me.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Deborah. It's definitely been prevalent here in Sedona, and I hear from friends here who are talking to people in other places that it is pretty widely spread, and people just seem overwhelmed, like almost like run over with the busyness of their lives. And then, you know, like significant major life events happening, car crashes and people transitioning, it's really noticeable, actually.
Well, personally, I keep my circle fairly small, and I don't engage a lot in media, so I'm not always aware of how widespread it is. But I do know that overwhelm specifically has been coming into the sessions that I've recently done. People just telling me they feel overwhelmed, like they cannot cope with the situations mm-hmm. going on in their life. So I wanted to take some time today and just kind of look into this a little bit, talk about maybe what this means, how to get through it, and I'm not exactly sure at this time what's going to come out. I just wanted to explore this with the both of you and see, both of you have quite a bit more contact with the outside world, I'll put it, than I do. I kind of stay in my little bubble out here in the middle of nowhere where I live. But I just kind of wanted to see how you guys are feeling about it and how it's going for you and some of the people that you've been coming in contact with. How are you feeling, Mark?
Well, it's funny we're talking about this because I personally have had what I would consider, I mean, I could call it a meltdown. That sounds a little dramatic, but I had a pretty big and emotional venting that came up pretty powerfully a few days ago. And it feels like it started something big. It just feels like it took over. Like, it didn't come slowly or incrementally. It was like, boom. And I've gotten away, and I'm, you know, doing my own sort of mini retreat thing, and I just feel like I'm in overwhelm. So I guess it's infiltrated even your coworkers here on the show.
Well, gosh, this is, of course, the first time I'm hearing about this, Mark. We haven't spoken about it, so I'm a little bit curious about what's going on. I know you probably don't want to share a lot of details here, but do you mind if I get some intuitive insight about what's going on with you?
No, I'd love that. And I've kind of intentionally just shut myself off from the world for a few days here just to kind of, my modus operandi is to just kind of get by myself. So nothing personal for not coming and talking to you at this point, but I'm more than happy to share some of it on the show. Absolutely.
Well, you know what I got right away was that you have guilt about shutting yourself off. And, of course, I checked in because I always want to know is if the people that I'm working with are handling things in the highest and best way. And that's really the key is the situations in our life sometimes are just the situations in our life. It's how we're processing through them, our perceptions of them, and the way that we feel about them that really matters. But I do get that it is serving you to remove yourself the way that you are, but that you have quite a bit of guilt around that. Are you recognizing that?
Yes. Well, here's the way I experience it consciously anyway, is that I just have obligations that I feel like I've sort of signed up for, including doing the show. But also I have some clients that I'm working with that are going through some major stuff that needs my, you know, my attention, and I just feel like I don't have space for it right now. So I definitely have guilt around that edge of it. Are you picking up on something more than that?
No, that's it. That's it. I want to do some clearing around this. We're going to start doing clearing in the next segment. For now, let's just talk a little bit more about it. But I want to do some clearing that you have around over-responsibility. You know, I'm seeing you right now as the fix-it man. You're Mr. Fix-It.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Like what we're talking about, a lot of people are going through things right now, and I feel like some people are wanting to hand off more responsibility to you than is actually yours to take. So I would love to clear the over-responsibility and the guilt associated with that when we start doing clearings in the next segment.
That sounds great.
Maybe we can clear some of this overwhelm that I've been feeling. Hint, hint.
What is your overwhelm then, Quinn?
I feel like I'm juggling more balls than I could possibly handle, to where, you know, exponentially it just suddenly feels like I literally can't possibly manage all that I have to manage.
I'm not getting that that's true, Gwen. I do get that you're juggling a lot of balls and it's stepping it up right now, but I also get that that's appropriate for you and that you can handle it. So I want to look a little bit more into that in the next segment. I also feel like me just saying that right there just brought up some anger in you. Are you feeling that?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. I just got that intuitively right away as I was saying that, this is making her angry. So tell me what you're feeling.
No, I honestly, it's not just you saying that. I'm just pissed that this is how it needs to be. I really am. I think a lot of it is that I don't want to be managing all of this.
Okay, well, we could work a little bit on managing your life. But first, I just want to talk a little bit about why I feel that this is happening. I personally have been looking into this the last few days as I'm hearing so much coming from so many different people. I checked it intuitively, and what I got is that this is a mass awakening right now. Feels like it's been accelerating for several months, but in the last few weeks, really amping up. And when I check in to see what does awakening mean, what exactly are we talking about, and what came through was that we are awakening our consciousness, learning to consciously direct our thoughts, our feelings, our perceptions. This is something that is really important for us to be doing right now, bringing in gratitude for what we have, even if it's the smallest little thing, is crucial right now, shifting our perceptions. And these things, taking these steps to really start focusing on what we are thinking about what we are experiencing. And what I feel like is that we have opportunities to do this. And if we don't do this, that the opportunities continue to present themselves and eventually get to be even bigger opportunities to shift the way that we're thinking or feeling about something. And I feel really clearly that this is what's going on. How do you feel about that, Gwen?
Well, I'm testing, yes. I still have resistance to it. Why am I the one that always has all the resistance?
Well, I think it's great that you honestly express your resistance, that, you know, you're very sincere in what you share. And this is really the point. I mean, we're getting to the truth of our authenticity, and I feel like this is the point of doing this and airing what we are expressing for everybody to hear, because it's so important to feel what we're feeling. And I've heard you express this, Gwen, recently, is the spiritual bypass, as you call it, which I think is such a great term, how people pretend that everything is great when they're not really feeling that. And when you do that in public, it's one thing. When you do that with your most intimate relationships and with yourself, that's something different. And I think that there has been a stigma that's been created with a lot of people around feeling sad, feeling overwhelmed, that we have to cover this up and pretend for our spiritual sanctity is what I'm hearing, and I'm not exactly sure what that means. What are you, Gwen?
The wordsmith?
Our wordsmith. I was going to say dictionary, thesaurus, wordsmith. Can you make sense of spiritual sanctity?
Gosh. In this case, what I'm, you know, understanding is that wanting to keep spirituality clean, almost as if it means, you know, you can't let in, quote unquote, negative emotions, you know, into the spiritual space, which to me isn't actually being spiritual.
Right. Well, it's definitely not being authentic.
Well, and I also think it's a fine line between, you know, acknowledging what is. For example, I feel angry or I feel sad or overwhelmed, and then staying stuck there by continuing to repeat that story and just focus on that. So it is a balance.
So I've looked up sanctity because I wasn't exactly sure what that meant, had a general idea, but sanctity, the first definition that I come across is holiness, saintliness, or godliness. It's kind of like a mask is what it feels like to me. Pretending that everything is great, everything is perfect, exactly as it is, but to the point where we are actually bypassing or ignoring what is authentically going on for us. And I think that there's a difference between feeling sad and feeling hopeless. You know, if we just accept what's going on with us, and process through it without attaching ourselves to it or going into victim mode or blame. This is what spirituality is about, is staying away from the blame and the victim mode and the projections and the negative beliefs that it's never going to be any different, it's always going to be this way, my life is horrible, all of those things, but allowing ourselves to feel what is going on so that it can be released.
Mm-hmm.
And from the male perspective, the word weakness keeps coming up. You know, to acknowledge your emotions or feelings of sadness or depression or anything means you can't handle it, means you're weak. And that there's, our culture doesn't give much room for men to deal with that other than just kind of take it inward and try to hide it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So let's talk about this a little bit more and then start doing some clearing so that we can relieve ourselves of these pressures in the next segment. Once again, we are going to be opening up the phone lines, taking some live calls to help you process through whatever is going on in your life, whatever you would like to see changed or shifted or to feel better about. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. My website, consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. And click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, talking about awakening today and the process that a lot of people are finding themselves in these days. And we are also working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, feeling better about what's going on with us, helping us to shift perceptions, releasing anything that is not really necessary in our process. This, of course, includes limiting beliefs, patterns, subconscious blocks, anything that is making life more difficult right now than it has to be. So the first thing that I want to address is what you were saying in the last segment, Mark, about feeling equals weakness. And I know that you were talking about feeling sad, but I also get that you believe feeling joy is weakness. Were you aware of that?
Ooh, no.
It's more of a general feeling equals weakness. Gwen and I, even though we're not male, we both have some of that as well. So I feel like this is something that is preventing us from releasing what we don't need to be holding in anymore, the sadness, the pain, the grief, despair even, I'm getting intuitively, that we have been hiding within ourselves. I get also intuitively, that's not what I was planning on saying, but that's what came out. But hiding these things in ourselves so that they don't ever have a way to escape. This belief that feeling is weakness also prevents us from feeling our joy, fully feeling fulfillment and happiness. And wow, I was not aware that even I had this belief that feeling equals weakness.
Mm. Neither was I.
Seems like the higher, you know, all the happiness and joy and doesn't seem as challenging for me as all the lower stuff. But, you know, feeling period is not, I can see that I'm not at peace with it in my relationship with it. So, you know, let's clear it away. Sounds great.
I also want to reflect back on my experience. You know, I experienced some really severe health challenges that prevented me from being able to work and kind of catalyzed this homeless period of my life that lasted about 7 years. And during that time, I had a lot of time to cry. It's one of the things that I did. I slept a lot because physically I was in a pretty severe condition that required a lot of sleep. But when I was awake, it seemed like at least 50% of my time was in tears for a lot of those years. And I have a lot of highly gifted intuitive friends. And what I remember is that after I would spend a whole day, a whole weekend, sometimes even a whole week in tears, like 90% of my day in tears, I would talk to one of my intuitive friends, and this happened with several different people, and they would say, "Wow, you feel really good today. You're doing really good." And I remember in this one specific conversation, it made me angry that she said that. And I said, "What do you mean I'm doing good? I've been crying nonstop for 3 days." And she goes, "That's why you're doing good, because I had released so much of this emotion that I had not been allowing myself to feel for so long. And I honestly believe that this is one of the major things that healed me, taking the time to process through these emotions that were affecting me on a physical level for so many years, my entire life, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and start doing some clearing. I do want to change that belief that feeling equals weakness. Let's do this right after the opening prayer. We're going to start by asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today, including anyone who calls in later in the show, receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So the belief that feeling equals weakness is shifting for both Gwen and I. It's not for you, Mark, because there's something around manliness associated with that. And I know that you talked about this a minute ago, but let's give you the highest definition perspective and understanding of what being a man is, what it's about, and what's really required of you, truthfully required of you as a man. Okay?
Nice. Thank you.
Oh, okay, good. Now I'm getting that you are releasing the belief that feeling equals weakness. Good for you. Let's also address overwhelm. We've got to move quickly because a lot of stuff came up in the last segment. Gwen, you were saying that you were feeling a lot of overwhelm over having to juggle more balls that you can handle. I want to raise your perception of what you can handle, how many balls you can actually juggle while staying in your center, staying balanced, staying clear.
Yeah, I saw myself riding a unicycle, like just with a whole array of balls, like in an arc over my head.
Every color of the rainbow, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, so let's do that for all three of us, too, because I'm getting all three of us have that sense of overwhelm when things get to be more challenging than what we believe we can handle. Okay, that feels good. All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Now I'm getting that you can handle all of the balls that you're currently juggling. How do you feel? Did your perception about that change, Gwen?
Well, my body certainly feels lighter, and it certainly put a smile on my face, and the neighbors are going to love watching me ride my unicycle up and down the street.
You know, one of the things that I really love and appreciate about you, Gwen, is that you're so willing to let things go.
Sometimes I'm a little bit bashful about what's coming up, but it makes me even happier to let it go.
Yeah. I feel like the overwhelm cleared for you, Gwen. Mark, you were saying that you had a little bit of a meltdown. I'm not getting that it was a meltdown, just to let you know. I'm getting that it was a breakthrough.
I like that much better.
It feels better and also kind of gives you permission to feel what's been coming up for you, which honestly I'm getting is really good for you. And I'm remembering one of these shows that we did, I don't remember how long ago it was, 3 or 4 weeks ago, where we were connecting you more to your feelings. I feel like that's what's happening. Are you mad at me now?
No, not at all. It's funny because it didn't really feel like a meltdown to me. It hasn't felt like a breakdown or in some way damaging or really even tremendously painful to me. It's actually felt oxygenating in a lot of ways. It feels right. It's like I'm not going, wow, I wish I could make this stop by any means. I'm like, I'm in, man, and it feels good to go into it. It's just that there's some consequences around my life and those closest to me that I guess maybe I feel some of that guilt you were talking about, maybe about just how it may affect them, et cetera, and some of the people I'm working with, so the people that are closer in my day-to-day these days.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's coming to me intuitively is that you don't have any obligations right now that are standing in the way of this process. You may feel like you do, but I'm getting the truth of it is that you actually don't have any obligations that are more important than what's going on with your personal process right now. So I just want to give you that little bit of insight and maybe give yourself some permission to take some time for yourself.
Good.
I would also like to do clearing around the guilt for taking time for yourself. And
yes.
I would also like to, for all three of us, detach from what we feel other people's perceptions of what we are going through is.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
so that we are fully acknowledging and accepting our process without the need to make other people feel better about it. How does that sound?
Yes. That sounds wonderful. Just allow them whatever they experience, but be okay with it within myself. That sounds really good. I would love that.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, all that feels really good. So once again, I just want to offer to the listeners what I feel is important for us to do if you're experiencing anything similar to what we've talked about today is acceptance of your process, gratitude. If you can't have gratitude for your process, just find something, anything in your life to be grateful for, even if it's the neighbor across the street waving hello every morning while they're getting in the car, even if it's that simple. Finding something to bring yourself to a place of gratitude, and I don't mean just saying thank you. I mean feeling thank you for anything is going to help you through your situation. So I want to check in with each of you to see. I'm feeling really good about how you're feeling. How are you feeling about how you're feeling?
Well, as long as you're feeling good about it, Deborah, that's what counts.
That's not what counts, actually.
I am feeling a little bit dizzy, almost as if I'm disoriented. Like, you know, maybe that that I had attachment to the overwhelm. This that's what I'm really feeling. And that right now it's almost like, finding my equilibrium in this new space in which I know I'm capable of juggling all these balls and riding the unicycle all at the same time. But it is a little disorienting. It's interesting.
Yeah, you're finding a new ground to stand on.
Did the anchor clear for Gwen?
Did Gwen's anger clear? Yes, I get that it did. How do you feel, Gwen? Are you still feeling anger?
No, I'm not. Not
good,
at all.
Good. And how are you feeling, Mark?
I feel, I don't know, lighter. It's been really nice to share it with both of you right now and just kind of, I don't know, just externalize it a little bit. I've been holding a lot of stuff in and dealing with it on my own, but just kind of sharing it has felt nice. And it feels good, like I'm on the right track, and I feel very comfortable now with just committing full blast to my time alone, which has not always been the easiest thing for me to do or claim.
Well, I have a secret for you. You're sharing with a lot more than just me and Gwen.
Oh.
Kind of feels like that phone like conversation, doesn't it?
It's like that. Reality, I feel like I'm hanging out with you.
This is a reality clearing show.
That's right.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's start taking some callers in the next segment. We're going to take a short break right now. Once again, if you want to join us, 800-930-2819 is the number to call. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning our beliefs, blocks, limiting patterns, and aligning with ease and grace, healthy, loving relationships, prosperity. We've got Karen calling in from Baltimore with us. What can we help you with today, Karen?
Hi, Deborah. This is Karen. I am trying to redirect my life out of the corporate business world into a more philanthropic and holistic direction. And so I'm trying to get rid of any blockages or things holding me back and going in that new direction.
I don't think that you have any blocks. I feel like you could use a little bit more trust, surrendering to your soul. What I'm feeling specifically about you, your soul is really, really guiding you in that direction. So it's probably something that you're thinking about a lot and haven't been able to let go of. Does that feel right?
That's true.
Yeah. Because I feel like your soul's like, come on, and really working hard to get you going in that direction. But you're not completely trusting yet. So let's do a clearing, just bringing in more trust and surrender, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And most likely you're going to feel a shift by the time we get done clearing. There is some other stuff coming up to clear also. I'm going to finish this first. Let me just check in to see how you're receiving. Okay, good. How are you feeling? Can you feel this?
Yes, I can. I definitely feel lighter.
I love that. That's the number one 9.9 times out of 10. That's the word that people choose to describe how they're feeling. Okay, let me see if you're... I get that you're trusting your soul. I want to clear between you and your soul. So this is basically a relationship clearing between you and your soul, though, because I am sensing that you've got anger towards your soul. It feels like choices that your soul has made for you. That's where some of the mistrust was coming from. Can we clear the anger?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, good. It still doesn't feel like everything is in alignment with you. You don't trust that being in alignment with your soul's choices is going to provide for you in this world. So let's bring that in too. Okay. Thank you. Okay, good. Now I feel like it's all in alignment. That feels good. There was some more stuff coming up for clearing. Did you want to do a little bit more?
If you don't mind, that'd be great.
Well, I was feeling like it was really important for you to clear with your father. And I feel like this has something to do with what you were
what you were wanting to address today. Like some sort of projections from him. So I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but can we go ahead and clear it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Now, this one is huge, and even though it's what I'm specifically picking up on is projections, there's a lot more that gets cleared when we do a relationship clearing. It's just anything that's stuck in your relationship kind of comes up for clearing, whether it clears instantly or just comes up so that it can be processed through in your own time. Either way, whatever's the highest choice for you is what happens, but it really serves to just lighten up the relationship on all levels.
Well, thank you. I didn't realize there was still something between us that way.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it was causing you not to trust yourself. I don't feel like you had any strong emotions like anger or, jealousy's coming in. Jealousy's coming in. That was jealousy. Uh-huh.
Hmm. I never thought of myself as a jealous person.
I don't get that you are, actually. Just to let you know, Go ahead.
Could it be my father's jealousy of my relationship with my mother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's interesting. That's really interesting. I have to explore how that works, because usually we're only clearing for you, but that is up for clearing right now. Even though it was something that came from your father, I guess because it's kind of stuck in the relationship.
Yeah.
But we're not actually doing any clearings for him.
No.
Okay. Still feels like a lot of energy is moving. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. I don't know how to describe it, but I do feel a difference.
Okay. Gosh, this one, I'm not even feeling the energy start to slow down yet. Let's see what else we can talk about in the meantime, because we've kind of got to keep going with the talking. Let me see, just a second. Actually, your relationship with your father is not completely clearing. The jealousy is lifting. There's a holding pattern that you're in. Can we clear that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I feel like it's something that you recognize. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay. Now that feels good. Now it feels clear. Feels clear between you and your soul. Let me just ask if you are in alignment with your highest, what are we going to call it?
Highest purpose?
Well, I've started to say a couple things, but I get no, because I'm checking everything as I'm saying it. It's more like your highest soul choices is what's coming in strong for you, and I do get that you're in alignment with that. Are you trusting, is Karen trusting the transition? No, let's also ask that you be shown how to trust the transition from your corporate life to your new life. Okay. All right. Thank you. Feels like there's something else. Let's also ask that you transition in the highest and best way so that, you know, one of the things that I think of specifically when I think of this is not letting go of anything that is supporting you until the new mode of support has come in, because that's what some people do, like me. I was homeless for 7 years. and not working for 7 years. And I do remember the time that I made this choice. I was talking to someone that I had just met that was actually a motivational speaker and a spiritual teacher. And I remember talking to him on the phone and telling him how much I hated my job. I hated my life. And he said, well, then do something different. And I was like, I don't have a choice. And he just went, ooh. That was his response when I said that. And it really got me thinking, but apparently I didn't transition in the highest and best way, because I ended up homeless for 7 years. And that was as a result of some physical dysfunction, but let's just get you transitioning in the highest and best way, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, perfect. Now I get that you are. All right. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much more balanced, actually.
Good, good. I like to keep checking in with that because sometimes if there's some sort of blockage or something that doesn't want to move, it can create a little bit of discomfort. Very mild, but that's why I always ask repeatedly how you're feeling. Just make sure that you're feeling good about what we're doing. All right, great. Well, thank you,
Karen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening and for calling in and sharing.
It's a great show. Okay, take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
All right. Wow. So let's get ready. Were you going to say something, Mark?
Yeah, I was just listening and feeling gratitude for you. You know, handling and dealing with Karen around those issues. I see those issues a lot in people trying to transition from this standard sort of older life into something new that's more connected with them, who they want to be and who they feel like they are. And it's just, I love the fact that conscious repatterning can be a big part of that transition and making mm-hmm. it smoother and successful. It's really cool.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Mm. Well, let's go ahead and take another break right now. Once again, my website, consciousrepatterning.com. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is a highly effective, extremely efficient modality of clearing and releasing limiting beliefs, patterns, experiences, trauma, drama, fear, anything in your life that you feel may be blocking you or limiting you in any way. Let's go ahead and take a call now. We have Marie calling in from Yreka, California. Thank you so much for calling. What can we help you with today, Marie?
Yeah, I had some issues with boyfriends in the past, and maybe rejection feelings from that, and not really betrayal, but just feeling maybe trampled on.
I get lost, too, feeling lost in relationships.
Yeah.
Okay, let me check in with this just a second. You know, there's something around your father that is contributing to this pattern. I think that's the rejection. Does that make sense to you?
I think so.
Okay. So let's start with that. Let's clear between you and your father and clear rejection.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Thank you. You're not releasing the rejection, actually. Let's show you how to live your life without rejection and show you that it's possible and that you're worthy of it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. It feels like you get a lot of fun out of rejection on some level. That's why you're not wanting to let go of it right now.
Uh-huh.
Let's show you how to have fun in the highest and best way.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good. Now the rejection is clearing. So the feeling of lost, that's coming from your mother. And I feel like you had some experiences where you actually were lost when you were younger. Feels like around the age of 6, do you remember?
Like physically getting lost?
Not literally, not really, but I feel like it was pretty traumatizing to you.
Well, around when I was almost 7, my dad died. And so maybe emotionally lost.
Yeah, that's what it was. But for some reason, it's coming in stronger with your mother. So it is about your dad dying, but it's more about you not feeling supported by your mother. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's clear between you and the passing of your father and also clear between you and your mother. Okay?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Yeah, it feels like an energy that you're bringing into relationships too, that feeling lost. But it feels like it's clearing now. The trampled on, let's clear abuse patterns. Again, I'm getting that you like abuse. So on some level, I know this isn't conscious, like you're going to bed every night affirming that you're going to be abused the next day. I'm not saying that. But on some level, you are attracting it because you want it.
Like you said, it's not conscious. I don't seek out relationships that are bad. Just seems like the ones that I want to work don't, and the ones that do work, I don't want to work.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see if we need to say anything else to clear abuse patterns for her. We do. It feels like we do need to target where they came from, the root of them. Let me check in just a second. In this, I'm getting 14 years old. Do you remember a romantic connection when you were 14?
Probably Arlen.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's clear between you and him. And what does abuse pattern have to do with him?
I don't know. I broke up with him.
Why?
I just wasn't into him anymore. I know that I have been the one that breaks up with most of my boyfriends in relationships.
Why do you think that is?
Picky.
I
just get the feeling that it's not going to work and go with it.
Okay, well, let's clear self-deception as well. The ways that you're deceiving yourself that's not serving you, let's clear that.
All right.
Okay, thank you. And we're just going to keep clearing until I get the trampled-on pattern in relationships is cleared for you. That's our objective right now.
Thank you. That would be great.
Yeah, it's still there, actually. Arlen cleared. Let's see. There's another experience around the age of 18 coming in related to abuse.
When I was 18, I traveled to India, and I saw a lot of abuse.
There you go. Okay, let's clear between you and India. And also clear up any limiting beliefs or patterns or energy that you picked up through that experience, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And that's a really big one. You can probably feel it if you kind of check in. I think that affected you more than you realized, that experience.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
I'm feeling kind of sad.
A lot of times that comes up when we're actually doing the clearing because it's pulling out really old stuff and pulling it up, and you feel it as that's happening, but by the time the clearing is finished, which it's not yet, you should feel the sadness dissipate. While this is clearing, this one's going to take a little bit. So while this is clearing, let's see what else, because you're still not letting go of abuse patterns. Let's call in worthiness for you, living life without abuse, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, that was the last one. Now I get that you have released the abuse patterns. Let me just check in to see if Marie is attracting the energy of being trampled on in relationships. No, I get no. That cleared.
Yay.
Good. We're still clearing the India thing. Now, how do you feel about the sadness? Do you feel that lifted?
I feel a little better, yeah.
Okay. We're still in the middle of clearing, so if there's anything else that you want to share, please feel free. While that's clear.
Okay. Well, I know I have felt guilty leaving there with some of my people that I met there.
Oh, well, why is that?
Because I was doing medical work, and I had to leave because of my visa, but there's so much more that needed to be done.
Oh, well, let's clear that, because that guilt is still in your field. So let's clear the guilt. Let me see. It feels like there's something else around that, too. Let's also clear over responsibility that you have. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. This is the biggest clearing of all, clearing over-responsibility. Of course, we're applying this to the guilt that you felt leaving India, but it's going to affect you in all areas of your life, clearing over-responsibility in other relationships, which, based on what I'm feeling during the clearing, feels like it's been pretty big for you. Do you feel that way?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That sounds good, over-responsible. It's something I hadn't really thought of or put a name for it, I guess, before since.
Okay, good. Now I get that it's cleared, the guilt cleared and over-responsibility cleared. Perfect. Let me check in to see, is there anything else we can do for Marie today? Yes, something else is coming in. The relationship with your mother didn't clear.
Huh.
I'm sensing fear. Do you have any idea what that's about?
Maybe talking with her. The fear of her reactions.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's ask that you be shown how to communicate with her in the highest and best way, clear fear of your communication, fear of what you have to say, trusting yourself in communicating in the highest and best way, and knowing that it's possible. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, good. Now it feels clear between you and your mother. And I feel like that is complete. How are you feeling?
Feeling good.
Good. Do you feel a shift?
I do. I feel a lot different than when I first got on the phone with you. Wow. Well, thank you so much. That I do feel a shift, and that'll help out a lot.
Yeah, it'll affect all of your relationships. When we clear some of those embedded patterns, it affects all of your relationships. So you'll notice a shift even in relationships that aren't intimate or romantic.
Sweet.
Okay, good. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, once again, my website is consciousrepatterning.com. If you want to join us for the live clearing calls that we do every Tuesday evening, 5 o'clock Pacific, we clear 3 relationships on these for everyone. And this is something that we do without having to discuss any details whatsoever. So it's very fast, followed by an hour of really highly empowering and transformational clearing. So if you want to join us with that, you can connect in on my website. We'll be here again next week at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern. In the meantime, remember to find someone or something to be grateful for.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transforming the world.